White privilege, it's a phrase that can be heard in many conversations surrounding social justice issues across the country. And now it will be the subject of a new stage play coming to Marquette University. It opens Labor Day weekend. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell sat down with the playwright, who says this story adds to a timeless conversation.
The actors in Marquette's Hillfair Theater are hard at work rehearsing for the debut of White Privilege.
Great new paints are erupting everywhere. Surfacing Facebook timelines, Twitter feeds, and even in classrooms.
That one thing that everyone blames you for, but you just can't see it.
You think, well, I didn't put them on the boat, so it can't be my fault.
It's like the white person's equivalent to being called a
all because one person said,
You have white privilege.
Malena Moore is the playwright, the mastermind behind the White Privilege stage play. She's a junior theater major, also working on a minor in social welfare and justice. She says the play started as a class assignment, and her own personal experiences helped her tell this story. But so did her followers on social media, who she asked about white privilege.
The feedback was a lot. And then I strayed away from Facebook for a while, and I went on to Twitter, where it's kind of a whole different atmosphere of, like, harshness, I want to say. And I think that that's what made me go, this is like something that I need to talk about, because there are so many people with all of these varying opinions. So a lot of it was just me getting on social media, but a lot of it was also talking to people I knew, my brothers, my best friends, and looking into my own past that I had kind of been naive about.
There are 9 actors in the show, including Moore, 5 of them white, 4 of them black. It's set up in a series of vignettes, each one with a theme: racism, cultural appropriation, or police brutality. Moore says there's a reason for that.
And I think that it's really important with this play that it is traveling through themes. I love that everything, all of the parts end with white privilege is, and it's a clear definition statement. It's more straightforward, and what I wanted to really do is make what I was saying very clear, that this is an example of where you can see white privilege, etc. And so I think that the vignettes made that more doable.
Like this vignette about gentrification.
This one is simple and straight to the point. If you have never been threatened by the high rising costs and cultural destruction of your own neighborhood, then you have white privilege. Yeah, it looks nice and all. It's bringing in the tourists, but we literally rob thousands of people from their homes. You may think they're undeserving. You may not think of them at all. But what it really shows us is that white people have the privilege to take what they want, even though it hurts thousands of people.
Moore says she's proud to tell the story, but she's also worried about how people will react at Marquette, a predominantly white institution, and in theater, a predominantly white industry.
There's a lot of very out there stuff that is in there. And so, yes, I'm very anxious. I'm scared of that reception that I may get. But I also do think that if people are uncomfortable, if people are angry, that means they feel something. And that's what theater is about. And I have no problem with that.
But Stephen Hudson Merritt seems less concerned. He's the head of the theater program at Marquette. He helped Moore bring the story to life with the help of local theater professionals. He says with a show titled White Privilege, there should be no surprises about what people will see.
In theater, the way you have a conversation is by presenting it. And I think it's a really well done script in that it doesn't cut any corners, it doesn't pull any punches, and yet it provides the opportunity for everyone to see themselves on stage and learn from the process.
White Privilege runs at Marquette's Hillfair Theater this Friday through Sunday. Moore says all she wants for her audience members after they see the play is to have it change something in them so they can go out and change the world. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Make people uncomfortable
or defensive.
Do it regardless of how they feel
or how you feel.
At least recognize it.
White privilege is.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by the Doman Company.